Port Moody may be ready to reconsider an e-bike sharing program, says a city councillor. On Tuesday, October 17, Count. Diana Dilworth suggested the recent completion of separated bike lanes along Guilford Way in Coquitlam and Port Moody's own plan to extend those lanes means the time could be right to re-examine the opportunity to make shared e-bikes available to residents. A proposal in 2020 to participate in a provincially sponsored program for e-scooters was rejected by council, citing safety concerns and worries about the micro-mobility devices being left scattered haphazardly around the city. Jeff Moy, Port Moody's General Manager of Engineering and Operations, said times have changed and the services have evolved since then, as has acceptance by consumers. He said an e-scooter program recently introduced in Coquitlam has proved successful and there could be an opportunity for the city to work with its neighbors to the east on some sort of regional effort. Dilworth said while she still has concerns about the safety of e-scooters, e-bikes could prove easier to manage. Moy said the city hasn't been approached recently about e-bike shares but, he added, they are something we could accommodate in Port Moody. In 2018, a company called U-Bicycle introduced more than 26 gray and lime green push bikes at 9 locations around the city. Registered users needed to open an account with a $49 deposit and could then access the bikes with a QR code at a cost of $1 for every 30 minutes of use. When they reached their destination, they could just park them as long as they didn't impede pedestrians or traffic. The bikes were tracked by GPS and local agents rounded them up and performed maintenance. The company also placed bikes in Port Coquitlam. But the service quickly faltered as its bikes were left scattered around the city and fell into disrepair. More recently, the Evo Car Share program placed several of its new e-bikes outside the Site B community space on Murray Street as part of a pilot project for its members. They pay an unlock fee of $1.25, then 35 cents a minute or $12.99 an hour. Megaphone sound off. Would you like to see an e-bike share program in Port Moody? What about e-scooters? How would you use them? What concerns would you have? Send us a letter to the editor. Be sure to include your full name and city of residence.